This is the Australia Report with CEO of the New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies, Vic Aladev. Good day, mate.
Vic Aladev, a very good morning. How are you?
Well, thank you, Howard. Good to talk to you.
Nice to talk to you. So before we do anything, can you give us a sense as to what is going on in Australia with regard to COVID-19? It does seem to have been becoming a problem a little bit lately.
So it has indeed. And the place where this latest upsurge began, I'm sure is a name known to many of your listeners, in terms of it's in the heart of the Jewish center, if I can put it that, in Sydney, the heart of the, where the largest Jewish concentration of members of the Jewish community live in and around that area. And very briefly, what happened was that a limousine driver who's bringing in international either pilots or passengers, something to that effect, had tested positive, but before he tested positive, had spent time in a major shopping center in the Bondi area. Yeah. And very sadly, I mean, thank God there's been no loss of life from this. But it has spread, and initially the government, that's the state government of New South Wales, put a lockdown on four areas, which were, again, the heart of Jewish community. But then, as of last Saturday night, has spread that to the, pretty much most of the state and for 2 weeks. And so, we have had reliable reports that there are, people connected with either students or parents from three of the Jewish schools, all eastern suburbs schools, eastern suburbs where Bondi is, who have tested positive. And so, as I said, there's a pretty much statewide lockdown for 2 weeks, which goes to July the 9th. And obviously everybody's, you know, hoping and praying that gets on top of it, and that the numbers, you know, will go down. The other related to that, obviously, is the vaccine issue, which is underway. AstraZeneca and then Pfizer is not going as fast as it should, as we've reported before. But it's pretty much that's where we are. And what I should mention as well is that this lockdown has spread to most of the country now, not just New South Wales, but most of the other states as well. So it is a concern, and obviously everyone's hoping and praying that these measures, you know, will put a lid on it and bring the numbers back down. And as with other countries, you can only leave your home for four reasons: for food, for exercise, for care, and for if you have to work externally, you know, if you can't work from home for whatever legitimate reason.
Well, do they know what variant it is?
Yes, the Delta variant.
Oh gosh.
Which
was the answer I was hoping you weren't going to say. Because obviously that is the most transmissible, it would seem, and that is the one that's spreading across the world at the moment. So that is a concern, and let's just hope you can get it under control. Let's just talk about the government giving $6 million to the Sydney Jewish Museum. Incredible story.
It is incredible story. And so at the end of last week, the state government had announced their annual budget, and they announced a gift of $6.25 million to the Sydney Jewish Museum, which is a world-class Holocaust museum. It was built 21 years ago. And while the ground floor is Jewish history, the rest of the museum is a world-class, state-of-the-art Holocaust museum. And so the government announced, as I say, $6.25 million grant, of which $3.5 million will go towards building a new three-story education building for students who are studying Holocaust, studying whatever schools they might be. And then another $2.75 million for temporary exhibition spaces and archives. So very gratifying for the whole community, and obviously even more so for the survivors who are still among us, for them to see that, you know, that the government is putting real practical measures in place to make sure that the story continues to be taught and known.
Incredible. So impressive on behalf of the Australian government. Let's shift a little bit and talk about Vic Aladev, because you were the CEO of the New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies. You moved on from that position, I think it was really just a few months ago. But now there is news of a new position that you're taking up. I know it's strange to talk about yourself, but let's do that, because this is interesting to us and, of course, to our listeners. What is next for Vic Aladev?
So just briefly, and as you say, so for 16 years up until just very recently, I have been CEO of the New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies. Now, every state has its own Jewish Board of Deputies equivalent to a greater or lesser extent. And all state boards of deputies affiliate to a national representative body. And that national representative body is called the Executive Council of Australian Jewry, the acronym the ECAJ. And so the community is well structured in terms of advocacy, in terms of talking to government. And so if an issue is happening concerning the Australian government, it's the national body, the Executive Council of Australian Jewry, which will do the advocating to the Australian government. If something happens within each particular state, that state's Board of Deputies will advocate that issue. So I've had the privilege of being CEO of the state body New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies for all of this time. I resigned a few months ago, as you rightly say, and honored and delighted to have been approached by the federal, this roof body, the Executive Council of Australian Jewry, to connect with them on a part-time basis. So as of just last week, I'm a consultant to the New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies, and as of last week, consulting to the federal root body, the Executive Council of Australian Jewry. And so I'm honored and thrilled to be associated with a federal root body. And, it's just great because, you know, just because you leave the building doesn't mean you stop caring about the issues. And I very much wanted to continue making a contribution, and being associated with the ECAJ puts me in that position. And so my hope and aim is to, you know, continue making a contribution to the best of my ability to, you know, protect and advance and strengthen the entire Australian Jewish community.
Are the issues that the communities outside of the main areas, are the issues that they face very different to what you have been dealing with until now in terms of New South Wales?
That's a very good question. My very first day in my new role, such an issue was
that's interesting.
Was on the agenda for the entire Australian Jewish community. And what was that issue? Was the ABC. Now, the ABC is like you have your SABC, it was the ABC. And ABC's coverage of Israel-Palestinian issues has not been what one would hope for. This is not the times of Israel we're talking about. Now, that's been a problem for a while. It became even a worse problem during the latest Israel-Hamas conflict, and even a worse problem again when on ABC television there's a weekly program called Q&A where there's always a panel of five people, and there's a live audience and questions are put to the panel. So they had a Q&A session during the latest Israel-Hamas conflict, and to say that it was appalling in terms of it was 4-1, and even that one was not a representative of the community, was a member of parliament who happened to have been Australian ambassador to Israel. So yes, he knows the issues, but he wasn't there to defend, represent Israel or the Jewish community. So then it got worse after that. and so on the very first day of my new role with the Executive Council of Australian Jewry, we had a meeting with the heads of the ABC, and it was a very constructive, very productive meeting. We issued an accurate report, and then the ABC issued a report within hours saying we had misrepresented them. Now, we did not misrepresent them. Our report was accurate, and so now And the unfortunate part of all of that is that there were some very constructive suggestions which were discussed as to how to address, improve ABC's coverage of this issue going forward. And so our focus now is to still work towards making those constructive suggestions happen while standing by the accuracy of our report, which was indeed accurate, and where we said that the ABC had acknowledged all sorts of inaccuracies in the coverage, et cetera, et cetera. So because ABC is a national media outlet, so it fell to and falls to the national roof body to deal with that issue, which is what happened, rather than specifically a particular state.
What type of communities exist? I mean, we know, of course, Melbourne, Sydney, and Perth, and I believe that there's a community Adelaide as well. But I don't know very much more. I mean, are there communities that exist outside of the major centres in Australia?
So there are, but small ones. So 90%, there are approximately 120,000 Jews living in this country, 50,000 in Sydney, just over 50,000 in Melbourne. So that's 100 or 110. So that, and Perth is the third biggest center, which is, has around 9,000. And when in the days of international travel, when the Springboks would come to Perth, the joke was it was a home game for the Springboks because 50%, so there's such a strong former South African presence. There are small communities in Queensland, which is Brisbane and the Gold Coast, approximately 6,000 people. Adelaide has all of one of 2,000 people. Hobart, which is an island part of Australia, but to the south, has a couple of thousand people. So small numbers in the smaller states. Right. Sydney and Melbourne, 90% of the community.
Right. Unfortunately, we do need to leave it there. Vic Eladef, best of luck, obviously, for the new position. And we'll, of course, chat to you next week.